the proprium is totally that. This is the point. Like, there is no integrity with proprium, but the key thing is that the proprium isn't us. It's a means, or it's only us to the degree that we're identified with it in any given state. So it's this idea of removing person from it. You know, we take ourselves as a single person. And what happens is that if we fall into a low state, we take that on as if it is us, but it's only part of the story. It's not really us. Like, it's not actually us anyway. It's what is serving as fertilizer to build a heavenly proprium. And yes, the process has to be one of being identified, recognizing that, stepping back from it, and allowing the attachment that we have, the emotional attachments that we have to that lower level of life, weakened through working with truths. And eventually we get an external that's aligned with internal things, and then we are a whole person. But up until that point, we're not. We kind of, not at least in our experience, we kind of flittering between levels. And it's just holding on to the idea that is what the experience is. It is a movement between levels. But those levels, while they appear to us to be mixed up, are in fact carefully kept separate by the Lord so that this process can play out as it must.